You are now in Notre-Dame, the oldest district of La Crau.
Even though there are only a few remains left, this district is remarkable. Indeed, this is where you'll find the origins of the village. Its history began in 124 BC. After taking over Provence, the Romans implanted a small city on the right bank of the Gapou, on the spot where today the hamlet of Notre-Dame is found, and at the foot of Mount Fenouillé, a mountain massif located between Hyères and La Crau. This was a staging post and resting place, with baths built by the Romans along the Via Romana, which eventually gave birth to the commune.
Walk around the hamlet by continuing towards Mont Fenouillé.
According to ancient history, Marius Caius, a Roman general and politician born in 156 BC, stopped there on his way back from the Hyères district of La Moutonne before arriving at Pourrières, a Var village near Saint-Maximin, where he had won one of the bloodiest battles. He was indeed buried in that same village. Much later, during the 13th century, the first Crauroy village was built on the ruins of the Roman city. It comprised a common house, a chapel, and a cemetery, the last two of which no longer exist. They were located in front of the jumble of houses of which there are only a few elements left, dating back to the 17th and 18th centuries. When you find yourself in front of the south facade of the common house, above the entrance door on the lintel, you can read 1779, the date this house was restored. The high tower situated on the right was probably a dovecote or pigeonier. On the right, beside this building, Queen Jeanne of Provence had a small house built, where she stayed every year when she came to collect the tithe from her farmers. Today, you can still see the square and the balcony from which she received her people. Be careful, though, as these properties are nowadays privately owned, so please do not enter. You can only see them from outside. In 1416, the Black Death decimated two-thirds of the population of Provence, including the inhabitants of this village. In every age, this district seems to have been a staging post on the main route between Fréjus and Toulon. At the beginning of the 18th century, the activity of this hamlet moved to the place called La Panouche, where the city of Hyères had another chapel and a cemetery built around 1740. It was only in 1847 that the same city of Hyères had today's church built here. The Notre-Dame district only obtained its independence in 1853. And Napoleon III decided to divide the chattels and the new limits between Hyères and La Crau.
After this stop, we recommend you continue your visit to the Fenouillé Massif. There is a beautiful walk that will lead you to the chapel of the same name.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.